All right. Listen to this. That's the sound of the office candy machine that dispenses M&Ms. And I've already had 2 coffees today, so I'm eating candy to keep the fire alive. All right. Here we are, Friday, Build and Launch Podcast. How's it going out there? What are you doing? You're listening. Maybe you're working right now on a project. Maybe you're walking home from work. Maybe you're stuck in traffic. If that's you, hang in there. You'll be okay. Justin Jackson, that's my name. And this podcast is all about building and launching a product every 7 days. And today is the day of reckoning. You're going to hear whether Carl, Alexander, and I were able to build and launch a really unique WordPress plugin, because we started last week, and yesterday was the day we were supposed to have shipped. So you'll hear, did we make it? You never know. You never know with this show. And right off the top today, I want to highlight a review in iTunes. Brand new one from Sean PB. He says, best kick in the pants podcast yet. Warning, listening to Build and Launch will cause you to finally get off your couch and do that thing that you've been meaning to do for a long time. So thanks for that review, Sean PB. If you want to leave a review, go to buildandlaunch.net/review. All right, and another debate people are having is one fella left a comment saying he didn't like all the kids stuff I put in the podcast. You know, every once in a while I'll put little recordings of my kids being hilarious. So he didn't like that as much. What do you think? Do you like the kids stuff or not? Should I cut it out? Let me know. You can email me words@bizbox.ca or get me on Twitter, the letter M, the letter I, Justin. That's @MIJustin. All right, meat and potatoes time. So like I said, 7 days ago, Carl, Alexander, and I set out to build a really unique WordPress plugin. This is the idea. It connects Gumroad to your WordPress site, allowing you to sell WordPress content using Gumroad. And here's where the inspiration came from. Back in August, I launched a course called Build Your Own Audience. And you can see it at justinjackson.ca/audience course. And I had a great launch. I think in the launch week, I did about $7,000 or something like that in sales. But the course platform I was using ended up being super expensive. I was being charged $130 per month, plus 4% of course sales, plus Stripe transaction fees on top of that. So since August, I've paid these folks, let's see here, $1,288. And I remember when I saw the initial bill, I was like, I can't keep promoting this course because they're taking a huge chunk of my sales. That's like 18%, right? 18% of my sales were going to these guys. And I remember I just stopped promoting the course, and I didn't want to take away access from people that had purchased the course. So I just let it sit there. But every month I'm getting charged $130, and it's just driving me crazy. What I really wanted to do was to host the course myself on WordPress. I know WordPress. I already have WordPress hosting. But sell it using Gumroad. We've talked about Gumroad in the past. I've sold a lot of products on there. It's a platform that allows digital makers to sell their products. And it's really good for like selling PDFs or MP3s or files. But I thought, man, if I could somehow figure out how to sell the product on Gumroad, but then have anyone who bought on Gumroad sync to WordPress so that they could log in and get exclusive content, like a course or something, that would be perfect. I ended up mentioning this to my friend Carl Alexander. You met him last week. French Canadian. Welcome to Canada. It's a Maple Leaf State. And he said, well, I'd like to help you build that. So we decided to make this our project. It had a few technical challenges. Here's me talking to some friends about that.
So we did a lot of work to ensure we didn't need a SaaS backend. And that was really important to me. And
yeah, definitely.
That's where the technical trouble is having. Because if you have a web service that can kind of run this stuff and pull this stuff, it makes it a lot easier to program. But if you're just doing this thing that you install once and then, you know...
Everything lives in the plugin on their host?
Yeah, everything lives in the plugin on their host. And so even things like syncing, when someone buys on Gumroad, it has to sync to your WordPress install.
Yeah.
So that's what we're working on right now.
Nice. This is the product I'm most excited about.
Oh, good, good.
I want this. I have told so many people how much I want this kind of product.
Cool.
I want it too. Yeah, it looks awesome. I'm excited about it.
So as you can hear, one of the challenges we had is that we wanted to price this thing right. And initially, we couldn't figure out how to make this thing without making it a recurring service. So one model with software is called software as a service. And basically, the software lives on a server. You don't install it on your machine or you don't install it on your server. You just access that server and you pay a monthly fee for that. That's what I was using before. We wanted to get away from that. And so we eventually figured out how to make this a standalone WordPress plugin that you just download once and pay for once. So you essentially own it and you install it on your own machine. We figured that out. The next hurdle was to figure out, okay, how much are we actually going to charge for this thing?
This is a good experience for me, too.
Yeah, and the other thing we have to nail is pricing. We'll have to talk about that, too. Yeah.
I know you wanted to do it. The Gravity Form kind of format is pretty standard.
Yeah.
Not that many. I know initially I looked at making it a SaaS because I thought, oh, well, that'll be good for other platforms, but... that's usually the way it goes, like, except for a few exceptions. Usually that's the format. So you just have to kind of figure out what your pricing is.
Yeah. So what do you think about, like, if we did a personal license for $39, a business type license where you get up to 3 sites for $99, and then a developer license for $199?
Yeah, the $199 for the developer license sounds right. $39 is okay for a thing. I honestly don't know enough about the plugin kind of ecosystem. I don't know how many people purchase. Like, I feel like with a client, like if you're a freelancer, you're building a site for a client, you're just going to buy one license for that specific project and then be done with it. Yeah. I never knew. I don't know. Like, I'm not into that scene too much, the plugin seller scene. I'm curious to see like how many people actually buy. Like, we'll do the in between, but it's always seemed like the one off, like kind of the odd man.
Yeah. And that's kind of the idea, actually, is that
maybe that's the idea, yeah.
That you don't sell very much of that mid tier, but it helps anchor the other two.
Yeah.
And so most people, most of my revenue, whenever I've done three tiers, either is it's usually split between the top tier and the bottom tier. And then the middle tier is just kind of, you're right, just kind of sitting there, and it's,
Yeah, it's maybe that's it's for you. It's just to anchor the other two. It's not like it's kind of in a weird value proposition limbo. Yeah.
So we figured out pricing, kept building this thing, and I wanted to give you a little insight into, you know, the real life stuff that happens when you're heads down building a project. So that is an introduction to Productify. Oh, fuck. Hello. I'm still at home. I'm still at the office. Ah, crap. This is the downside to hustling. I'm still here at the office, and my wife just called me because I forgot that my son has fencing tonight, and my daughter has gymnastics. So I'm late. Not good. So there's definitely a cost to all this, and that's the kind of cost I don't like when it affects my family. Regardless, we persisted, and then I think it was on Wednesday, Carl sent me the plugin, and I tried it for the first time.
This is crazy. This thing, that plugin I was telling you about, mm-hmm. it's working. It's finally working. So every time there's a Gumroad sale, so it sends a notification to this plugin that just, as soon as that hits, it creates a user on the WordPress account. So there's no web service. It's just the Gumroad API going, bing, and then... this takes the email address, creates an account, sends them an email with a password. It's crazy.
So, my friends, it works, and it is out and shipped on time. If you're listening to this right now, I wanted to give you a special discount for kind of being along for the journey. So go to buildandlaunch.net/plugin, and that will get you 20% off Productify, the plugin that allows you to sell your WordPress content using Gumroad. So I have some sad news, and I have some good news. The sad news is that this episode is supposed to be the last episode of season one. But you folks have made this show so incredible by sharing your projects with me, by telling me that you've been inspired to build and launch your own things. I don't want to let it end. So this is what we're going to do. There will be an episode on Tuesday, and there will also be an episode the following Friday. And those are going to be question and answer episodes. Plus, we're going to do some follow-up on the sales stats for this plugin, plus the other projects we've run, while I get ready for season two. So if you have a question, get me on email, words@bizbox.ca, or on Twitter, the letter M, the letter I, Justin, or even better, subscribe to the newsletter, buildandlaunch.net/newsletter, and you'll get an automatic reply from the newsletter service. Just reply to that, and I will answer those questions on the air. Like always, you can get all of the show notes and links and information for this episode at buildandlaunch.net/14. Also, just checked our listener stats one last time. 49,140 listens for season one. Unreal. Thanks so much, folks. I will see you on Tuesday. Let's go make some stuff. Talk to you later.